Are you Kefla. Fucking kidding?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. She handed me this note. Look at this.
Oh my God, this fucking bitch. Someone's gonna die today. She's a little does she Seriously. Know you're married to the baddest bitch.
That's right.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode. I am Nancy Anderson. This is Max Anderson. And I didn't sleep much last night, so who knows how this is going to go. I'm probably going to be a raging bitch. So just buckle in and enjoy the ride.
I know exactly how it's going
to
go.
I have to say, we've been having a lot of sex lately. So much sex that Max says he can't catch. Like, he needs a break. It's too much sex for him. And I'm wondering how much sex per week with your husband is, like, a good average that keeps everyone happy. Let me know in the comment section. Because for us, it's like...
After you smash your spouse and that like button.
Yeah.
I'm getting good at this. Yeah. I don't know how you do it. You're just on. You're like mean. Press play. You're like, oh, I'm like bubbly and let's go, Nancy Anderson.
Like, pretty sure it's called being like up for a four.
Yeah, no,
but
it's impressive. I don't know how
just
you do it.
Just a wild stab in the dark.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be honest.
Sex.
This is like annoying me already. So if we could just put that down.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like you have to, cross that way if you want to cross that way.
There we go.
We're having a lot of sex because I'm like, for the first time ever, basically tracking my ovulation, and we're trying to like.
Yeah, there's some room for improvement on your end there.
I track wrong.
Yeah.
So basically, we've had to have sex like every day or every other day for like a week and a half. And
yeah,
he's
like, a year.
He's like, get me out of here. Like, not again.
Well, it's like a transaction. You're like, you literally yesterday, 2 days ago, you said, I want you to come in here, have sex
C-U-M.
With me. Yeah, I want you to come in under 5 minutes and don't talk to me and leave the room. And I was like, what? I was like, that's like the rudest. You didn't say, that was what we're talking about. You just say the most unintentionally rude things sometimes. And you're like, oh, I was just like joking. I was like, how I was supposed to know you were joking? You sounded fucking serious as a heart attack.
Well, that time I was joking.
Okay.
I have pretty dry humor. You know what I mean? I was joking. I didn't mean literally come in here and then don't talk to me the entire time. Don't kiss me and then leave. Although that is kind of like dirty in a way. I like that, you know? No, I was joking about that. But sometimes I do just, I'm like brutally honest and I don't realize that like that honesty is actually pretty rude. And then the person receiving it is probably like, oh my God, she said the rudest thing. But in my mind, I wasn't being rude. I was just being like honest. I'm not the only person that does that though. Like our friend Ryan Fisher, just for an example, I was at Chalk the other day, which is the gym that he owns. And I ran into him and it was the first time I had seen him since I got my nose done. And he was like, holy shit, like I like randomly saw you on Instagram and I had to text Virginia, who's someone that works with both of us, and ask her, like, did Nancy get a nose job? Because like you looked so different. And I was like, oh my God, you noticed? And he's like, yeah, you look like so cute. It's just such a cute nose. Like I really love it, you know? And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And I feel like it just like makes you look like younger. And he's like, well, I mean, I wouldn't say that, but like, it's really cute. And he was like dead serious. And he did not mean to be rude, like at all. Yeah. And to be honest, being on the receiving end of it, I appreciate the damn honesty. You don't think that actually makes you look younger? Okay, thank you. I appreciate that feedback. You know what I mean? No offense taken. No offense taken.
Yeah.
So.
I have a really funny story. When I was told you one time I was going to get my hair cut and I was like, I'm going to donate my hair. Like, I think it'd be cool to like cut it and like donate to the Locks of Love. Like, yeah, rather than just like cut it and throw it in the trash. And you go, I don't think it's thick enough. he said my hair was too thin and they wouldn't take it.
Again.
The rudest thing anybody said to me. Like, you're like, I was like, you're like, I don't think it's, I'm
like, is
it
thick?
They're
going to
reject it. I'm like, wait a second. They're going
to
reject it from.
Like, could that make a whole entire wig?
So rude. That's the rude thing to say.
It's thin up top. You know?
Okay. That's just.
It's not. I mean, can I be honest?
Right. Like, am I don't know. I allowed can to I be honest?
Yeah, you are honest. A little too honest sometimes, but.
Yeah. But anyway, you did a poor job tracking your thing because you had me in there hammering away four straight days. And you're like, every day was like, no, this is the day. And I'm like, well, I'm good done. Like, we've had like a month's worth of sex here in like 48 hours. So like, I need some time to replenish here.
No, I know. The last, like every time I've gotten pregnant in the past, it's literally just been like a one and done. We just like had sex. I thought I was ovulating somewhere around that time, but wasn't exactly sure. Never used an ovulation stick. And I just so happened to get pregnant every single time. This time I'm quite a bit older. I know that maybe my fertility is not as great as maybe it used to be. So I was like, let me take this serious. And I want to try to get pregnant like quickly if I can, just because, you know, I'm 37 and a half and
damn.
Yeah. I mean, how much older am I going to let myself get before I like wrap this party up and have my final kid, you know? So I was like, okay, I'm going to be diligent and like really track everything for like 3 months and try for real for like 3 months. And if it doesn't happen in the first like 3 months of like trying, then I feel like that's just like a sign from the universe or God or whoever that it's not meant to be. So we'll see what happens. But I am just learning the ovulation thing and I fucked it up. Okay. I'm going to be honest. I fucked it up.
Yeah. You were off by
a
wide
margin. I was ovulating like 6 or 7 days before I actually was. And then like, I realized my sister has had IVF, you know, a few times and done IUIs and all that stuff. So she's really well versed in it. And her and I happened to be, how random is this? We live across the country from each other. We're on the exact same cycle to the day, including our ovulation day. How wild is that? Is there something to that with like sisters or something? Because that is insane to me. But yeah, she told me like, oh, it's like an egg yolk. I mean, an egg white like comes out. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay. I know exactly what I'm ovulating. And it wasn't those first 7 days that I made it.
Yeah, wasted the good nuts on that.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that this month is not going to work out.
Yeah, this doesn't count. This month's this is like a like the podcast right now. It's like, hey, this is just a trial run. To,
yeah, this is a warm up.
Get ready for the big leagues.
Yeah, we're getting to the big leagues with the podcast. Like, we're really going to get dialed.
Yeah.
We're hiring people to help us like do it right.
Well, had the podcast, not have kids. Yeah, just to be clear.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's good.
Yeah. We're not hiring a surrogate. Yeah.
I know. Not against it, but I'm going to do it. So,
yeah. Or we could just let it happen, which is another alternative that I know that you hate that about everything in life. It's just like relinquishing control, which is we could just have sex to have sex because we're in love and not. It's like a role play. I think we're role playing like you're a gas tank and I'm like the gas station because you're just like, oh, fill me up like all the time. And it's like, okay, well, that's kind of, there's no, like,
it's like I'm the bank and I'm like, you need to come in here and give me a deposit.
Oh yeah. That's another, that's a better one. It's like, yeah, it's role playing fun.
But it's like I said a couple podcasts ago, or maybe it was last podcast. Like if I decide that I'm going to do something, I'm going all in and I'm going to do it 100%. I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to figure out the ovulation day and we're going to just like fuck like rabbits until I get pregnant.
Until you get what you want.
Until 3 months is up and I say, I really gave it 100%. I did my best. It's not meant to be. I'm going to change directions and do something else. So to be determined what's going to happen. Who knows?
Well, it has been nice having more sex, though. It's been nice. I feel like you've been way nicer to me because you want something, obviously. But you've been way nicer to me, which is really
nice. Wait, you think I've been outside of today
because you didn't sleep, like you said, but you've been way nicer to me recently.
You think it's because I want something from you or that I just feel more connected with you?
Well, I think you definitely want something from me, which is. But I feel more connected to you, which is nice. Hey, I'll take it if I can get it. Oh,
up.
And another thing about these habits.
Because that's been an issue too.
It's not been an issue.
Max.
It hasn't.
I got to really work at it sometimes.
You've just been lazy. Max, you've been spoiled for a long time. Listen, if you have sex once every 30 days, you probably feel like you're Michael Jordan. Like you personally.
That's true.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of sex. But your favorite way to warm up is 69. Do you feel uncomfortable?
It's fine. This wasn't on the set list here.
That's
I gotta run through my publicist to see if it's okay to talk about.
Got
an image to uphold.
No, you don't. That's not always my favorite way to warm it up, but like I'll meet you where I can, you know, to make things happen for us.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. P.S. All these husbands, I don't know why we just thought about this. All these husbands that are showering twice a day are jerking off one of those times in the shower. When you posted that video and everybody was like, oh, my husband showers twice a day. It's like, yeah. And he also jerks off in one of those times. Like,
that's probably true.
No one needs to shower. What the fuck are they doing? No.
How do you do it?
I'm a night owl. That's me time.
But where? Like on the couch?
If you were up, you would know. But this is my little, that's for me to know. And you didn't
know. I feel like
I
know your whole routine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to blow your spot because like it's your thing. It's your thing and I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Well, some people, they don't have it. They didn't get a shower. Right, they didn't shower. So surrounded by kids, maybe that's the thing. But there's no reason anybody needs to shower twice a day. What the fuck are you doing? You're working.
Yeah,
a desk job.
I feel like that is a lot. Unless you're like an excessive sweater, which I've had a lot of clients actually over the years that do sweat excessively, and some people just are sweaters. Like, and I get that. I'm not one in. I think it's like one in three women like barely sweat, and that's definitely me. I will only sweat if I'm working out in high humidity or. Yep, that's really it. That's really it. I just don't sweat that much.
Yeah, you don't sweat. It's weird. I sweat enough for both.
I also don't really have like BO unless I really let it marinate.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, right.
I don't wear deodorant, guys. But as long as I shower every day, it's fine.
Yeah, you do have a certain funk to you.
Oh my God, that's not true. Brie, have you ever smelled me smell bad?
No, no, it's a good thing. I wasn't insulting you.
You can be honest.
Yeah.
After
you
worked out
or like you're talking to me after
your workout. Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's onions.
It smells
onions.
Like onions?
Yeah, it's like onions. Your pits smell like onions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours are onions. They've always been onions.
All right.
Yeah, that's cool. It's hot.
Fuck you, whatever.
I like onions.
Anyway, speaking of being turned on and turning other people on, why don't you tell us your little story about Starbucks you've been saving? Something was hitting on you.
Well, I haven't been saving it. It just happened in the last 24 hours. But I was minding my own business last night, just working. That's my best working session. And there were these two women. They were probably in like their mid 50s or 60s, dolled up, like dressed like they were teenagers. Like one had on like red leggings, red shoes, red shirt, red whatever.
So they were single.
And the other one, I don't know. But the other one was with her and they were cute fake tits, like bunch of work done. And they're like giggling and like making a bunch of noise. And I'm like locked in. Like I'm just like, they're sitting right in front of me. That's how I knew they were there. So I'm working. This like 20 minutes later, I don't know however long later, the other friend, not the one in the red, came up to me and handed me this note. I should have.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. She handed me this note. Look at this. Took a picture of it. Just read it out loud for the podcast here.
Oh my God. This fucking bitch. Someone's going to die today.
We got to read it out loud.
Someone's going to die today.
How about you read it for the view?
Hi. You look so familiar.
You could read it in a normal voice.
Call or text me, Michelle.
949-922. No, don't say the numbers. That's rude.
And then underneath, she has written red outfit with a smiley face. LOL. She's a whore.
So just imagine being 60, right? And going around Fashion Island and having your friend. I'm like,
were you wearing your wedding band?
Yeah. So here's the funny part. So like this lady hands this to me. She's like, hi, there you go. And I'm like, this is weird. I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm like, don't do this. Like you're embarrassing me, lady, and yourself.
Okay.
So then she walks away. And then I tell the guy next to me, it was folded. So I'm like, okay, what the fuck is in this note? So I unfolded to read it. And I was like, show the guy next to me. I'm like, dude, what are these girls are like clowns. And he goes, yeah, they're married. And like, so like I'm talking to these two guys next to me and they were checking them out. And she's like, yeah, she's like, you're married, right? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, she's married too. Like she had a ring on her finger. He was giving me the full rundown. And I was like, so oblivious to what was going on. And, but I was like, yeah, I was flattered, right? Anytime someone pays you a compliment, I was like, yeah, that's very nice. I appreciate the, yeah, no, I'm good. No, thanks. But like, so that'd be really
all
funny.
Right. All you married men out there that find me attractive, hit me up in DMs. Okay. I have some revenge here.
Yeah. But so like, what I thought was funny is like, what a weird thing to do. And she's like, you look familiar. Should we act like I'm Jason Momoa? should we turn this into a bit where I'm like, yeah, have you seen Aquaman? Like, that's why I'm
maybe
like...
Maybe she thought you were Jason Momoa.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's true. Maybe she's one of my followers and she's seen you on our...
Is this a trap? Are you testing me right now?
Okay, I'm busted.
Anyway, it was really funny. So, but yeah, that was my Wednesday, my working session. So then it's like, I talk to these guys next to me. And like, hey, just another day in Orange County.